Okay, lesson 24. As we continue to learn about these forms of the verb that denote completed action. And this lesson is headed Estheo, I'm eating, legain, to be saying, ephagon, I ate, and apen, to say. Where Estheo, I'm eating, is a continuing action form of the verb. And ephagon, I ate, is a completed action form of the verb. Same verb, different stems. And then legain is an infinitive, continuing form of it. And apen is the completed action infinitive. So section one, headed estheo ton arton, I eat the loaf, and ephagon tus artus, I ate the loaves. And it suggests that we reread 22.1, which can briefly refer to that on page 125, noting the examples, section 8 through 12. Now, to drum it into you again, the three cases and three forms in which we have the completed action form of the verb, either you can add a sigma after at the end of the stem, or you have a shortened stem, or it's a completely different stem. And that's what these instances 8 through 11 are, or 8 through 12 are for where there's a different stem indicating completed action. So I'll quickly review those. So number 8, we have legon and apon. Legon, apon. The verb lego, I say. These are participles here. So legon, the participle indicating incomplete action. And apon, the participle indicating complete action. They're the same verb, they're just different stems for those two aspects. Number 9, we have erkomenos and elthon. Erkomenos, elthon. So erkomenos, going or coming, as an incomplete action, and elthon as a complete action, so completely different stem. 10, estheon and phagon. Estheon and phagon. 11, trekon and dramon. Trekon, dramon, and 12, pheron and enenkas. Pheron, enenkas. So in each case, A indicates a continuing action form of the verb, so the non-perfective, and B represents the completed action form of the verb. Okay, so back to page 138, 24.1. In each pair of participles, it is a change of stem, which shows the change from continuing or repeated action to single or continuing or repeated action to single or completed action. So now in this lesson, we're going to study a number of very common verbs in which one stem indicates continuing or repeated action, but a different stem indicates single or completed action, or action where there is no reference to continuation or repetition. And we're going to learn that we have a distinction between the present stem and the aorist stem. So the present stem is indicating continuing or repeated action, action that's viewed as not yet being complete. And a reminder that has nothing to do with time. It could be in the past, the present, or the future. We have to use context to tell that. And then the aorist, which indicates time that is viewed as being complete. Action that's viewed as complete, again, without any reference to time. Now, what we're going to look at are common verbs. You can think of these as being irregular in that they have this different stem. And you might think, well, that's funny, but if you pause to think about English, and Judy was remarking first thing this morning, one thing this class is making her do is think about English. Our most common English verbs are irregular. So, and take particularly, I go and I went. So you have an extremely common verb which has two completely different stems, in this case for present and past. And I think I remember reading that all ten of the most common verbs in English are irregular. Okay, section two. Here we get a list of these and a number of these quite common verbs. So four columns. The two left columns indicate what we call the present stem, and the rightmost two columns indicate the aorist. So the present viewed as being an action that's not yet complete, aorist an action that is complete. So one of the most common verbs, erkamai. Erkamai, I go, and the stem is erk, epsilon rho chi. And the aorist, it is elthon. Elthon, I went, and the stem is elf, epsilon, lambda, theta. In the case of elthon, an epsilon has been added onto the front of that to indicate past tense, and so that lengthens the two epsilons combined to an eta. So erkamai and elthon. Next one, treko, I run, the stem being trek, and then in the aorist, it's dram, the stem is dram, so we have edramon, I ran. Again, in the past, completed action with an epsilon on front of the stem. Another extremely common verb, lego, I say, the present stem is leg, and in the aorist, we have apon, I said, and the stem is ape, epsilon iota p. And in the case of that verb there, apon, an epsilon has been added onto the front of that, so you'd have two epsilons and an iota, and that all combines into an epsilon iota with a circumflex, with that circumflex over the iota. So apon, I said. Another common verb, ferro, I carry, and present stem is fer. Incidentally, this word carries over into Greek as ferro and comes up in things like Christopher. Christopher is Christos ferro, I bear Christ. In the aorist, we have enenka, the stem enenk, with enenka there, the past completed form of the verb. Another common verb, horao, I see. Hora is the stem, the present stem, and in the aorist, it's adon, I saw, and the stem is id. And finally, estheo, I eat, in the present stem, esthi, and in the aorist, the stem is phag, and so we have ephagon, I ate. So, six verbs, several of them there, very common verbs, and they have this irregularity that the aorist stem is completely different from the present stem. And so now also then you're introduced to that term, aorist. So think of aorist as being this completed action. So again, we have to get used to this way of thinking of Greek, that the fundamental division is between viewing an action as complete or incomplete, which we refer to as being aspect, the aspect of the verb. Okay, section three, some sentences to translate. Number one, lambanon, tus artus esthie autus. Lambanon, tus artus esthie autus. So lambanon is the participle with the present stem. So it's a participle expressing ongoing action. Tus artus, the object. So taking the loaves, esthie, is present stem, third singular, he eats them. So the taking of the loaves and the eating of the loaves are viewed as both being incomplete actions. verses number 2, we have labon ton arton ephagen alton. Labon ton arton ephagen alton. Now labon, it's still a participle, but now with the abbreviated stem, so it's an aorist participle, completed action. Having taken the loaf, then ephagen, that also is the aorist stem with an epsilon indicating past tense. He ate it. So now the taking of the loaf is complete by the time before the verb begins. So he has already taken the loaf before he then eats it. So having taken the loaf, he ate it, or you could turn that into two main verbs. He took the loaf and ate it, where we would then in English understand that as being one action coming after the other. Number 3, edramon hoi methetai pros ton kurion kai prosek kinesen auto. Edramon hoi methetai pros ton kurion kai prosek kinesen auto. Edramon, it's got the aorist stem there, dram, for running. Epsilon on the front, indicating past tense. And the on ending is ambiguous, could be first singular or third plural. So we have to use context to tell us. Hoi methetai is nominative plural, so that's the subject. So edramon must be third plural. So the disciples ran, past tense, completed action, pros ton kurion, to the Lord, and prose kuneisan, proskuneo is the verb. We have an epsilon in front of the stem there, in front of the kappa. So remember, the stem begins after the participle, after the preposition prefix, and there's a sigma at the end of the stem, so indicating past tense completed action, and they worshipped him. So, two verbs each, past tense completed action, they're each in what we would call the aorist tense. Number 4, exelthen pheron tus artus kai phagon autus eselthen. Exelthen pheron tus artus kai phagon autus eselthen. Exelthen, we've got the stem there, elf, so that's the aorist stem of the verb to come or to go, and the prefix ex, so to go out, to come out. The stem begins with a eta instead of an epsilon, so that indicates an epsilon has been added, so this is past tense completed action. He went out. Then pheron, now we have a participle with the present stem, so carrying the loaves. He went out carrying the loaves. So the carrying is viewed as an ongoing action while he went out. And then phagon, we have another participle, this time with the aorist stem. And having eaten them, aselthen, he came in. So similar form to the exelthen. So past tense, completed action. So the phagon, the eating of the loaves, is complete before he comes back in, whereas the carrying of the loaves is ongoing with the going out. Okay, section 4, a little story for us. Mary and some loaves. Trake un Maria, he Magdalene, pros Simona Petron, kai lege auto. Ha Lucas, eren tus artus ek tu oiku mu, kai edramen pros ten synagogen, apokrithes de ha Petros epen aute. Ego uk eidon auton. trekeun he maria prostein synagogain kai eselfusa hora tus methetas es theontas tus artus hoida methetai phagontes tus artus edramon ektes synagoges. Okay, let's read that together. Treke un Maria he Magdalene pros Simona Petron kai lege auto ha Lucas eren tus artus ek tu oiku mu kai edromen pros ten synagogen apokrithes de ha Petros epen aute ego uk edon auton treke un he Maria pros ten synagogen kai eselfusa hora tus methetas es theontas tus artus hoi de methetai phagontes tus artus edramon ektes synagoges. Okay, let's try and work our way through that, and you can figure out what it means. So, treke un Maria he Magdalene pros Simona Petron. Okay, let's pause there. So, good. And we could take the un as being so or therefore or something like that. It would connect with something that comes before. We don't have whatever would precede. So Mary Magdalene, hey Magdalene, sort of Mary the Magdalene. Magda, this indicates that she's from a place called Magdala, the woman of the Magdalene, i.e. Magdala is a town on the northwest shore of the Sea of Galilee. Mary Magdalene runs treke, the present stem trek. There's no tense marker on it, and the ending is third singular. So Mary Magdalene runs to Simon Peter and says to him, Ha Lucas eren tus artus ek tu oiku mu, kai edramen pros ten synagogen. Now, the verb eren, we had couple of lessons ago. So Marilyn, are you looking up because you've got it all figured out, or are you just you're guessing? Well, can you guess? Take an educated guess. Okay, good. So Luke, Aaron picked up the verb iro from section 23.2. Iro, to pick, I pick up, I take. And short stem, the aero stem is abbreviated. Air, and that begins with here with an eta indicating past action. So Luke picked up the loaves, ek tu oiku mu, from out of my house, and edramen ran. So aorist stem dram epsilon on the front, past action, and ran towards the synagogue. Apokrithes de ha Petros epen aute. Ego uk eidon auton. And if you're doubtful about apokrithes, either you can have a guess at it, or it's given to us at the bottom of the next section. Okay. So, yep. Answering, the de we could just take then or but, or just leave it untranslated. Just here indicating the next thing. Peter answering said to her, or we could turn that into Peter answered and said to her, or simply Peter answered and then open the quotation marks. But the apokrithes is a participle for answering. Ego uk eidon, I did not see, and then auton, it could be it, but really, because it could be masculine or neuter. It's the accusative. It's the object. More likely, it's referring to him being Lucas. I did not see him. Trake un he Maria prostein synagogein. Kai esel thusa hora tus mathetas estiontas tus artus. So trake un he Maria prostein synagogein. Okay, so that's fairly simple. So it's almost repetition of the first sentence of the first paragraph. So Mary runs towards the synagogue. Kai esel thusa hora tus mathetas estiontas tus artus. Melody, what do you have? Okay. Now, Esel Thusa. Okay, Esel Thusa. So we've got the stem there, elf, right? The aorist stem for the verb erkamai, to go or to come. Ace on the front, so to go into. And the usa ending. Any recognize that? So it's the elf, the aorist stem indicates completed action. Usa is a participle ending, feminine singular nominative. So going into, but here is completed action. So having entered, hora, she sees the disciples. So hora is the present stem, hora. She sees the disciples esthiontas. Esthi is the present stem. And here we have another participle. Ontas is accusative plural ending, masculine. She sees the disciples eating the loaves. So the entering is complete by the time she sees. And then the eating is ongoing action. Hoide methetai phagontes tus artus edramon ecte synagoges. Okay, now the eating of the loaves, is that complete action or incomplete action? So it's completed action. That, now the disciples, having eaten the loaves, ran out of the synagogue. Edramon, aorist stem, epsilon on front indicating past action. But the eating of the loaves is complete before they run out of the synagogue. Okay, so let me just give you a running translation then of the whole thing, back to the beginning. So Mary Magdalene runs to Simon Peter and says to him, Luke picked up the loaves out of my house and ran towards the synagogue. Answering, Peter said to her, I did not see him. So Mary runs towards the synagogue, and having entered, she sees the disciples eating the loaves. Then the disciples, having eaten the loaves, ran out of the synagogue. Okay. Now you'll notice several times that uses a present tense for the verb. This is, even though it's relating what to us, we tend to relate things in the past. We would put it all, Mary ran towards the synagogue and so on. This is fairly common, particularly in the Gospels, for narrative, is to use the present tense to tell a story. And we do this in English to make it more vivid, and it tends to be called the historic present. And NASB will indicate that with a little asterisk next to the verb.
So the entire paragraph, sometimes you may have and be in the past and then sometimes in the present. In English,
in the concept. Yeah, and I think I've remarked on this. This I find a very difficult thing to do when I'm preaching is to try and, when I go back and edit my sermon, and try and be consistent with my use of tenses, because sometimes you use a present tense and sometimes you use a past tense, and we just switch back and forth. Here, in this little passage here, there's being quite deliberate care taken with the use of the tenses. So the Mary running and seeing is put into the present so that we as the reader, it's as if we are right there with her as she is doing these things. It helps to make it more vivid. Okay, section 5. The participles, legon and apon, present and aorist participle. Legon saying, apon having said. So again, case where the aorist stem is different. Forms like poion and poiesas are participles. We learned about them in lesson 20. Poion, the present participle. Poiesas, a sigma is added to the end of the stem to indicate completed action. That's the usual way, the plain vanilla way of indicating completed action. So in that case, having done. Those which indicate continuing or repeated action are called present participles, and those that indicate completed or single action are aorist participles. So those are the two types of participles you have. So we have here, using our verbs from section 2, left-hand column, continuing or repeated action, we have the present participle, right-hand column, the aorist participle, indicating completed action. So, erkomenos, coming or going, and the aorist participle, elphon, trekon, and dramon, present and aorist participles for treko, legon, apon, for the verb lego, I say, pheron and enenkas, pheron, enenkas, for the verb phero, I bring, horon, idon, for the verb horao, I see, esthion, phagon, for the verb estheo, I eat, and finally, apokrinomenos and apokrithes, for the verb apokrinomai, I answer. So the first one, left-hand column, being the present participle, the second one, the right-hand column, the aorist participle.
So are there patterns between these at all, or is it just completely, they're almost like the separate verbs?
Right, so this is what this lesson is about. This whole lesson is about these instances. So we've seen in previous lessons that to get the completed action form of the verb, the most usual form is you add a sigma at the end of the stem. Second possibility is you have an abbreviated stem. Third possibility, you have a completely different stem. So that's, this whole lesson is about these instances where you have this completely different stem indicating the aorist. And then also in this lesson, now we're introduced to the terminology for these. You have the present stem and the aorist stem. The present stem indicating incomplete action, aorist stem indicates complete action. Okay. So, some examples to translate. Number one, eidomen autus erkomenus. We have the past stem, the aorist stem, the verb is horao, but the aorist stem is id, here with an epsilon added on the front for past action, and the omen ending for first person plural. So it's we saw past completed action. We saw them. Erkomenus is the present stem, erk, and it's a participle ending, accusative, plural, masculine, agreeing with the autus. So we saw them coming. So they are, their coming is ongoing as we saw them. Number two, dramon, pros autain, epen autae, horo tus andras, ferontas, gnaika, prosse. Idusa autus, apen autois, didomi humin, kai te gunaiki, ekene, tus artus tutus, kai phagontes tus artus apelthon. Okay. Dramon, pros autain, apen aute, horo tus andras, ferontas, gunaika, pros se. Idusa autus, apen autois. Didomi humin, kai gunaiki, ekene, tus artus tutus, kai phagontes tus artus apelthon. So dramon, we have the aorist stem of the verb treko, I run, and it's a participle, nominative, masculine singular, running to her, so viewed as completed action. He said to her. So the running is complete by the time he says. Horo, so that's the present stem, and no tense markings. It's a I see, tus andras, the men. Ferontas, now we have a participle. Ontas ending is accusative plural masculine. Fer is the present stem of the verb ferro, I bear. I see men bearing a woman or carrying a woman, bringing a woman, is how he translates it here, a woman to you. So the ferontas, the bringing, the bearing, the carrying, is an ongoing action with the horo. Idusa, autus, apen autois. Idusa, now we have the past, the aorist stem of the verb horao, I see. So id is the aorist stem. Usa is feminine singular nominative ending. So this has to refer to the woman seeing rather than to him seeing. So having seen them, she said to them. So we can take the apen there as being she said rather than he said. She said to them, didomi humin, I give to you, kai te gunaiki ekene, and to that woman. So that's te gunaiki is also in the dative. And to that woman, tus artus tutus, these loaves. That's in the accusative, indicating the direct object. Kai phagontes, tus artus, phagontes. There we have the aorist stem of the verb estio. So having eaten the loaves, apelthon, we have the stem elf, aorist stem, with the with an eta indicating that an epsilon has been added onto the front. So completed action, past tense. And the ending on could be first singular or third plural. Context tells us that it's third plural. They went away. So, and having eaten the loaves, they went away. So the eating is complete before they went, by the time they went away. So we could translate that to make it into a good English. When they had eaten the loaves, they went away.
Question. Mm-hmm. Notice that in the first two completed.
Right. I don't know why Dobson has translated them both that particular way and then turned the third aorist participle into a. He's made it a dependent time clause. Really say, having run to her, he said, except we wouldn't really say that in English.
Sometimes you would translate it as, he ran to, mm-hmm. he ran to her.
And yeah, we could take it as that. He ran to he ran to her and said to her. This is where all the translation becomes an art. Just how to translate. Okay, number three, enenkan ton anthropon pros ton yesun kai enenkantes apelphon. Enenkan ton anthropon pros ton yesun kai enenkantes apelphon. Enenkan, we have the aorist stem of the verb phero, I carry. Enenkan, epsilon added onto the front, lengthening to an eta. So they carried the man towards Jesus. And enenkantes, now we have a participle, also with the aorist stem. And having brought him a apelphon, we have the aorist stem there, elf, with an eta added, epsilon added to it for past tense, and on ending, ambiguous first singular, third plural. Context tells us it has to be third plural. They went away. And the enenkantes is complete by the time they went away. So Dobson turns that into a dependent time clause. When they had brought him, they went away. So, that section 5 is the case of the participle, the present participle, and the aorist participle, where aorist, the aorist stem, is different from the present stem. Section 6, we move on to the infinitive, where the aorist stem is different from the present stem. So, legain and epein, legain, epein. Forms like these are called the infinitive. So we have legain to say and epein to say. The present infinitive and the aorist infinitive, right-hand column, poiein and poiesai. Poiein, poiesai. And again, for the verb poieo, the verb poieo behaves in a regular way. You indicate the aorist by adding a sigma to the end of the stem. So poiesai is how most aorist infinitives would be formed, with a sigma and then I added to the end. So those which indicate continuing or repeated action are called present infinitive. Again, there's no time embedded into this. You have to use context to determine whether it's past, present, or future. And those which indicate single action or action without reference to its continuous or repetition are called aorist infinitive. So here we have a listing for our verbs that we're working with of the present infinitive on the left and the aorist infinitive on the right. Erkesthai and elthain. Erkesthai and elthain. Both meaning to come, but one viewing that as ongoing and one as complete. Next one, trekain and dramain. Trekain, dramain. For the verb treko, I run. So to run, viewed as ongoing and as completed. Legain and apain. Legain, apain. For the verb lego, I say. So to say, as present and aorist infinitives. Therain and enenkai. Ferein enenkai, pharaoh, I carry, so to carry. And horan and idain, horan, idain, to see. Horan there, it's a little different. The verb is horao, so the stem is hora, and then you add ein onto the end of that, and you'd have alpha, epsilon, iota, and that all combines to alpha with the circumflex over it. And then esthein and phagein. Esthein, phagein. From estheo, I eat. So in most cases, the infinitive is indicated by ein, epsilon, iota, nun, nu, sorry. Epsilon, iota, nu, and couple of exceptions there, but that's the usual ending. And that's the standard ending for a present infinitive, and where you have a different stem, that's also how the aorist infinitive ends. So, some examples. Number one, Thelo pantas tus artus esthein. Thelo pantas tus artus esthein. Thelo, I'm willing, I desire, I want, something like that. I am willing. And then with a verb like that, we expect a complementary infinitive. Well, I'm willing to do what? I'm willing esthein to eat. Pantas tus artus is the direct object, all the loaves. I'm willing to eat all the loaves. Esthein there, the present infinitive. Number two, u thele ton arton phagein. U thele ton arton phagein. He does not want, or he is not willing, and phagein, now the aorist infinitive, to eat the loaf. He does not want to eat the loaf. Number three, elthen tauta legain. Elthen tauta legain. Elthen is aorist stem, past tense. So he came to say these things, legain, the present infinitive. So the coming is past, completed action, and the saying is viewed as ongoing action. Number four, uk athelen tuta epein. Uk athelen tuta epein. Athelen, now we have past tense, he was not willing, tuta epein, to say this, epein now being the aorist infinitive, so viewed as completed. So the difference there would be, so number one and two, the difference between the present infinitive and the aorist infinitive, that he does not want to eat the loaf. It's really, you could argue, well, it's that particular loaf, but if later on you gave him another loaf, he might be willing to eat it. Whereas, I'm willing to eat all the loaves is viewed as the eating is ongoing, so every single loaf you ever set in front of me, I'm willing to eat it, be it now or be it some point in the future. Three and four, he came to say these things, present infinitive, so this is the saying, to keep on saying these things, versus number four, the aorist infinitive, he was not willing to say this. It's referring to one specific completed, one specific act of speaking. And then now number five, erxon ta prasarkis thai pros ton yesun. Erxon ta prasarkis thai pros ton yesun. Erxon ta, they began. And prasarkis thai, we have from erkamai, the present infinitive. They began to come to Jesus. So this coming to Jesus viewed as an ongoing activity. Okay. So now we have a reading from John 4. John 4, verses 27 through 30 and 39 through 42. So I'll read 27 through 30, and we can all read it, and we'll translate that, then we'll move on to the second set of verses. So bottom of page 258. Kai epi tuto elthan, hoi methetai autu, kai ethamatson hoti meta gynaikos elale. Udes mentoi epen, tis zetes he tilales metaltes. Afeken un ten hudrian autes he gune kai apelthen es ten pollen kai lege tois anthropois dute edite anthropon hos apen moi panta hosa epoesa meti hutas estin ho Christos exelthon ectes polios kai erconta pros auton. Okay. Together, kai epi tuto elthan hoi methetai autu kai ethamatson hoti meta gunaikos elale udes mentoi epen te zetes he te lales metaltes athaken un ten hudrian altes he gune kai apelthen eis ten pollen kai lege tois anthropois dute edite anthropon hos apen moi panta hosa epoesa meti hutos estin ha Christos exelthon ectes polios kai erconta pros auton. Okay, kai epi tuto elthan hoi methetai autu, and we're told that epi tuto means at this moment or just then. So and just then or at this moment, elthan hoi methetai autu. His disciples, so hoi methetai autu, his disciples came. Elthan, so we've got the aorist stem with epsilon on the front, so past action. His disciples came, and kai ethamatson, from thamatso, I am amazed. So ethamatson, got an epsilon on the front for past tense, and they were amazed. Hoti meta gunaikos elale. Okay, that he was speaking with a woman. So elale, he was speaking. It's an epsilon on the front indicating past action, but there's nothing to indicate that it's completed action. So it's ongoing action in the past. He was speaking with the woman. With a woman, sorry. Udes, and they marvel at that because this is not something that's kosher to do in a Middle Eastern culture. If you're in the Middle East, in Saudi Arabia, and this was happening, it'd be the woman who would get stoned, as just we had the case just a couple of months ago. He was speaking, so it's ongoing. But it's in the past, rather than simply he spoke. And that could have been...
so kind of the narrative is kind of in the past.
Yeah, but that's what... So he was speaking. This is what we call the imperfect in English. And imperfect means that it's not perfect. It's not complete. It's ongoing, even though it's in the past. Udes mentoi epen. And mentoi, we're told, is however or but. I don't think we might not have had udes. Udes means no one. So however or but no one said, apen now aorist stem, aorist stem past action. No one said tizetes he e tilales metautes. Tizetes? What are you seeking? Te is the interrogative pronoun here in the neuter. What do you seek? A is or. Te leles metautes. Okay, why do you speak to her? So nobody says this. The disciples are so amazed that they don't ask that question, and John adds this in because this is the obvious question to be asking. Why is Jesus talking with a woman? But nobody is bold enough to ask him that. Afeken un ten hudrian autes hegune. So afeken, we're told, is she left. Hudria is a water jar, from hudor, meaning water, from which we get all our words beginning with hydro. Hudor, hudria. Okay. So the woman left her water jar. Kai apelthen eisten pollen, kai lege tois anthropois. Okay, and she went away. So aorist, past action, she went away into the town, and she says to the men, lege, present tense, so now we're using this historic present, she says to the men, dute, which we're told is come, idete, see, anthropon hos epen moi panta, hasa epoiesa. Okay. Come see a man, anthropon, hos, relative pronoun, who, epen, who said, who said, so aorist, that's past tense, or completed action, who said to me, panta, all things are all, hasa, another relative pronoun, which epoiesa, which I did, have done. So epoiesa, there's a sigma on the end of the stem, right? So it's indicating completed action, and then epsilon on the front indicating past tense. Past tense, completed action, all which I did, or we would say in English, we would say all which I have done. Really. So come see a man who said to me all which I have done. And we would have to make that good English. We would have to say who told me all which I have done. Meti hutas estin ha Christos. And meti hutas esten, we're told, is could he be? Could he be the Christ? And Dobson notes, meti can introduce a question where the answer is expected to be no, or a question where it is hoped the answer may be yes. From the context, it is clear that the woman hopes he may be the Messiah. Exelthon ectes polios. Okay, exelthon is aorist stem, past tense, because there's an epsilon added onto the front of the stem, and the on ending is ambiguous, first singular or third plural, but context tells us it can't be first singular, so it must be third plural. They went out, and that meaning referring to the disciples, they went out of the town, kai erkonta prasauton.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, erk on top, we've got the stem erk, present stem, or aorist stem? Aorist stem, past tense or not? Past tense, because the present stem is erk with an epsilon. Now another epsilon has been added on the front to get eta. So past tense but present stem, so it's ongoing action in the past, and they were going towards him. Sorry. No, that's the present stem. It's continuing action, but it's in the past.
Okay.
So it's...
How did you say aorist?
Oh, did I say aorist? I'm sorry. That's the aorist stem is elf. So erk is the present. It's a present stem, but past tense. So this is what we'll learn as the imperfect. So it's viewing it as ongoing action in the past. They were going towards him. Which really we wouldn't say in English. We would simply say they went out of the town and they went towards him. But Greek can add in this, make it clear with its tenses, that the going out of the town is viewed as complete. And now we're seeing them going towards him. And the narrator is presenting this as now as being an ongoing action. Or we could say came.
Okay.
Yeah. It just depends on they went or they came. We've seen that it's the same Greek verb. We distinguish in English between those two. And this would be as you're translating, you have to figure out where are we as the reader supposed to be standing as we're watching this activity happening. Is it they're coming towards us or they're going away from us? Be the same Greek verb. Okay. Now verses, skip over some verses down to verse 39 through 42. Ek de tes polios ekenes poloi epistusan eis auton ton samariton dia ton logon tes gunaikos martyruses hoti. Epen moi panta ha epoiesa, hos un elfon pros auton hoi samaritai, eroton auton menai parautois, kai emenen eke dua hemeras, kai polo pleus epistusan dia ton logon autu, te gunaiki elegon hoti, ukete dia ten sen lalian, pistuomen, altoi gar akekoamen, kai oidamen hoti utos estin alethos hosoter tu cosmu. Okay, all together. Ek de tes polios ekenes poloi epistusan eis auton ton samariton dia ton logon tes gunaikos, martyruses, hoti, epen moi panta ha epoiesa, hos un elthon, pros auton hoi samaritai, eroton auton menai paratois, kai emenen eke dua hemeras, kai polo pleus, epistusan dia ton logon autu. Te gunaiki elegon hoti. Uketi dia ten sen lalian pistuomen. Autoi gar akekaamen kai oidamen hoti hutas estin alethos hosoter tu cosmu. Ek de tes polios ekenes pole epistusan eis auton ton samariton. Now here's where you have to search long and look for the subject. It begins with a prepositional phrase, so you have to look along for the subject and the verb, and probably helpful to do that first. Okay, poloi is the subject. Good. So poloi meaning many, many, and the verb? No, ekenes is this or. So what's the verb? Epistusan. So what can you say about that verb? What? Okay, so many believed. Epistusan. Pistuo is the verb. Pistu is the stem. We've got a sigma added to the end of the stem, so indicating completed action. Epsilon on the front, past tense. Many believed. And then ek de tes polios ekenes. Okay, yeah. So out of that town, many believed, or we might say many people out of that town, or many people from that town believed esauton in him. And then we're told ton Samariton, that they're of the Samaritans. So it makes it difficult for us to translate into English because the word order is not at all what we would use in English. So it would be many people out of that town, or many people of the Samaritans out of that town believed in him. And we would have to turn that and say many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him. Diaton logon, tes gunaikos, martyruses. Okay, through the word of the woman. The word of the woman, martyruses.
Witness,
okay. So we have a participle there. Present participle, the uses ending is feminine, and it's genitive agreeing with the tes gunaikos. So, through the woman, through the word of the woman witnessing or testifying or something, or we might say through or on account of the woman testifying, hoti, we can take that as just open quotation marks, epen moi panta he poiesa. Good. He said to me, all which I have done, all which I did, so near repetition of what we had earlier. Hos un eilthon pros auton hoi Samaritai. Can you remember hos? Hos is as. Okay, so as the Samaritans came to him, eilthon, aorist stem, past tense. Context tells us it's third plural as opposed to first singular. Un is therefore or so. So as the Samaritans came to him, and then we'll go back and ask a little bit more about the host. But eroton, auton, and asked him, and eroton there, so we have a participle. They asked him, menai, we're told then is to stay. They asked him to stay, para tois. Is with them. So now we could take the hosts as them being, so as they came to him, or we might even say so when they came to him. So as the Samaritans came to him, they asked him. Eraton is, that's not a participle. Down at the bottom, it tells us it's, let's see, the imperfect. They asked him, where they were asking him to stay with them. Kai emenen eke duo hemeras. Okay, and he stayed there 2 days. Emenen, so past tense. Kai polo pleus epistusan dia ton logon autu. And pleus, we're told there, is many. Polis. Okay, so Dobson tells us the polo pleus, many more. So it's sort of the thing that is many, many. Many more. Many more believed, diaton logon autu, through his word. Okay. So first of all, we have people believing because of the word of the woman. Now people are believing because of the word of Jesus. Tete gynaiki elegon hati. And they said to the woman, Uketi dia ten sen lalian pistuomen. So uketi is no longer, and lalia is something said, from the verb laleo, lalian, something said. Okay, we no longer believe because of or through Tain Sein Lelian, your saying. The Sein is the pronoun su, through your saying, through something that you have said. Autoi gar ekeko amen. And Akekoamen is down at the bottom. It tells us it's a 1P PF act in, so first person plural perfect active indicative. You haven't learned the perfect stem yet, but you do know akuo, and you know the ending. The amen must be first person plural, and akuo, I hear. So you can have a guess as to what it must mean. Okay, so for we have heard. Now the autoi, we could take that as being sort of ourselves. For we ourselves have heard, kai oidamen, and now, oidamen, it's easy to confuse with orao to see where the stem is id, but this is oid, so this is to know. And we're going to learn a bit more about this in the next lesson or two. And for we ourselves have seen and we know, hati hutas, that this one is alethos, is truly hosoter tu kosmou, the savior of the world. So soter, savior, from which we get soteriology, things like that. Okay, good. Making progress. Okay, section 8. little progress test for you. So which translation is correct for erxonta didaskein tus akuantas auton? Is it they began to teach those who were listening to them? Or B, they came to teach their disciples? Or C, he came to teach those who listened to him? Okay, A. So erxonta is they began, didaskein to teach, tus akuantas auton, the ones hearing them, the ones listening to them. So A. Number two. Enenka autain prostus mathetas ala autoi uk edunaton edunanta therapuein autain. Enenka, is it A, they brought her to the disciples and they were able to heal her? Or B, he brought her to the disciple but he could not heal her? Or C, I brought her to the disciples but they were not able to heal her? C. Yep. So Enenka is I brought, the ending first singular, I brought her to the disciples. So it's the disciples plural. That immediately now rules out B. Even if you couldn't get, couldn't tell whether what person Enenka is. Ala autoi, but they, uk edunanta, were not able, and so that rules out A, they were not able to heal her. So it must be C. Number three, anabantes es eurosoloma es elfamen es ta hieron. Anabantes, is it? Let's see. So anabantes is, it's the short stem. So this is, it's the aorist stem, so completed action, having gone up to Jerusalem, aselfamen, we went into, we entered into the temple. So it must be C. Okay. Number four, katabainonton auton apa Jerusalem. Yerosalumon elfen gune pros auton. Katabainonton auton apo Yerosalumon elfen gune pros auton. And got two choices here. While they were going down from Jerusalem, a woman came to him, or when they had gone down from Jerusalem, a woman came to him. So the elfen gune pros auton. A woman came to him, the apo Yerusalemon, from Jerusalem. So it's a question. So really the matter in question is these first two words, katabainonton, auton. Is it while they were going or when they had gone? Okay, it is A. It's the full stem, so it's the present stem. It's not shortened. So it's viewed as ongoing action. While they were going down from Jerusalem, a woman came to him. Now, the katabainonton auton is a form, that's a construction you haven't seen before, but guess what you're going to learn about in the next lesson. So this is Dobson's way of introducing something that he's then going to cover in a lesson. It's a participle, and it's in the genitive. So you can sort of thinking of being, and then auton is plural, sort of their going down, sort of how it's working. It's the next lesson we'll cover that, called a genitive absolute. Number five, katabanton auton, epen autois, pu. Erkeste. Katabanton auton epen autois pu erkeste. So is it A, while they were going down, he said to them, where are you going? Or B, when they had gone down, he said to them, where are you going? So they... Okay. Right. So now it's a short stem, so it's the aorist stem. Their going down is viewed as complete when they had gone down. So again, similar construction, participle in the genitive followed by, in this case, a pronoun, as in the previous case, a pronoun. So what we call this genitive absolute. Okay, now, which do you think is the better English translation? Huron, auton, apen, su, pistues, aston, huion, tu, anthropu. Is it, having found him, he said, are you believing into the Son of Man? Or when he found him, he said, do you believe in the Son of Man? Okay, it's B. So A is what we might call a literal translation, a wooden translation. Huron is the short stem. Hurisco is the verb. So shortened stem, that's the aorist stem. So having found him, he said, and then su pistues, are you believing, or present tense, are you believing into the Son of Man? Very wooden word-for-word translation, which doesn't read at all well as English. So you then can turn it into, when he found him, he said, do you believe in the Son of Man? So this really brings up the debate. So what is a good translation? And a good translation is something that renders a source language into the target language in a good way. And so I really say B is the better translation. It's the better English. Number 7. Apikrithe ekenos kai epen kai tes esten kurie hina pistuso es auton. Is it the man replied, sir, who is he that I may believe in him? Or that man answered him and said, and who is he, sir, so that I may believe in him? It is A. So this time it's B that is the sort of the wooden word-for-word translation. Ekenos being that one as masculine, so that man, apikrithe kai epen, answered and said, Kaitis Estin, and who is he, sir or lord, so that I might believe in him? We can turn that into good English. The man replied, sir, who is he, that I may believe in him? Number 8. Which of the following participles indicate continuing or repeated action? Erkomenos? Yes. Yep. So it's got the present stem in there. B, elphone? No, that's the aorist stem. C, legon? Yes, present stem. D, idon? No, that's the past, the aorist stem. And horon? Yes, that's the present stem. So it's A, C, and E are using the present stem. Number 9, which of the following infinitives indicate single action? So that be which of them are aorist infinitives as opposed to present infinitives. Poiesi? Yes, it's got a sigma after the stem. Poiein? No, it's the present infinitive. Dramein? Dramein? Yes, it's the aorist infinitive. The present infinitive would be trekein. Okay, so here we have a different stem, different aorist stem. Enenkai? Yes, so that's an aorist. Again, the stem, the present stem is pharos, so the present infinitive would be pharein. And finally, phagein. Yes, so the present stem would be esthiane and phagein. So phag is the aorist stem for the verb estheo, I eat. So it's A, C, D, and E are the aorist infinitives there. Okay, very good. We made it all the way through that. So we here we learnt the aorist for cases where the aorist stem is different from the present stem. And so now you've learnt that participles come in two flavors, present participles and aorist participles. Infinitives come in two flavors, present infinitive and aorist infinitive, where the difference is whether something's being viewed as a complete or an incomplete action. And the aorist gets indicated, or the completed form aspect gets indicated either by adding a sigma on the end of the stem, by an abbreviated stem, or by a completely different stem. Okay?
Thank you.
Then next week we'll move on and learn about this genitive absolute that we got introduced to in numbers 4 and 5 there. And that will be our last lesson of this set, which has been running since lesson 20, I think it is, all about the completed action.